From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, a day before the June 3rd local elections, the Democratic Party points to the successes of the Lee Jae-myung administration in its appeals to voters, while the main opposition People Power Party urges voters to judge the administration at the ballot box. Police, fire authorities, forensic experts, and the Labor Ministry jointly launch an inspection at the site of a deadly explosion at a Hanwha Aerospace plant. And South Korea and United States launch their first round of formal negotiations to implement the security agreement reached between their leaders at last year's summit. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. On the eve of the local elections, rival parties have made their final push to mobilize voters, urging them to head to the polls on Wednesday. On Tuesday, the ruling Democratic Party argued that voters should back its candidates to help support President Lee Jae-myung's administration, while the main opposition People Power Party urged voters to use their ballots to hold what it called an arrogant government accountable. Eileen Cahill has more.
On the final day of the official campaign period for the local elections, the Democratic Party highlighted the successes of the Lee Jae-myung administration and called on voters to strengthen the ruling camp's hand so the administration's initiatives can move forward. During a floor leadership meeting at the National Assembly on Tuesday, Democratic Party floor leader Han Byung-do also compared this year's elections to last year's presidential race.
Last year's presidential election was more desperate than ever to end the insurrection, restore democracy, and protect the constitutional order. And tomorrow, exactly 1 year later, is June 3rd local election day. I feel as earnest and desperate as I did a year ago. This is because the Lee Jae-myung government must succeed. We must provide solid support for the momentum of state affairs.
The People Power Party intensified its appeals to voters through a series of public statements from its leadership, urging voters to deliver their verdict against the government at the ballot box. In a statement at the party's headquarters in Seoul, party chairman Jang Dong-hyuk said the election will profoundly impact voters' lives and determine the future of the nation.
Lee Jae-myung has nothing to fear now that he has taken control of the judiciary and the media with the government and parliament in his hands. If local governments are also handed over, Lee's arrogance will cross the last red line. South Korea will be a country for Lee Jae-myung. My house, my property, and my salary will be taken away and my freedom ruthlessly deprived.
Meanwhile, Seoul's mayoral candidates plan to continue campaigning across the capital until midnight, when the official election campaign period comes to an end. Eileen Cahill, KBS World Radio News.
South Korea's three major terrestrial broadcasters, KBS, MBC, and SBS, will conduct a joint exit poll to forecast the outcome of Wednesday's nationwide local elections. The survey will be carried out by the Korea Election Pool, a joint election forecasting committee formed by the three broadcasters, with results to be released through their election coverage as soon as voting ends at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. KBS World will provide prompt coverage of the exit poll results on its website, world.kbs.co.kr, as well as through KBS World Radio News and Korea 24. On election day, the Korea Election Pool plans to conduct exit polls at 595 polling stations nationwide and will also carry out a telephone survey of 28,500 voters to estimate the preferences of those who cast ballots during the early voting period. Voting in the local elections will take place from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Wednesday after 2 days of early voting Friday and Saturday.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
Police, fire authorities, forensic experts, and the labor ministry jointly launched an on-site inspection at a Hanwha Aerospace plant in the central city of Daejeon, where an explosion on Monday killed five workers and injured two others. The inspection, which started at 10 a.m. Tuesday, is expected to focus on the current state of the site where a fire broke out and the probable point of ignition. Hanwha Aerospace has said the workers were in the process of cleaning gunpowder residue off of equipment at the time of the explosion. Families of the victims are also present during the inspection after their genetic samples were submitted to the National Forensic Service on Monday for DNA matching to identify the victims. Autopsies were scheduled for Tuesday. South Korea and the United States have wrapped up the first day of formal negotiations to implement security agreements reached between their leaders at a summit last year. According to the Foreign Ministry, the two sides opened the inaugural two-day meeting at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Seoul on Tuesday morning to discuss security-related items in the bilateral joint fact sheet published last November after the summit between President Lee Jae-myung and U.S. President Donald Trump in October. Following the meeting, attended by South Korea's first Vice Foreign Minister Park Yun-ju and U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Allison Hooker, the two sides held another round of talks in the afternoon with senior national security officials in attendance. On the first day of the talks, the two sides held extensive discussions on South Korea's plans to build nuclear-powered submarines. On Wednesday, they are expected to share views on South Korea's plans to secure the right to enrich uranium and reprocess spent nuclear fuel. U.S. President Donald Trump says he anticipates striking an agreement with Iran over the next week on a memorandum of understanding to end their months-long war. In a phone interview with ABC News on Monday, Trump said he expects to finalize a deal over the next week to extend an existing ceasefire and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. The American president added that he has not yet agreed to the memorandum as some details still need to be settled. Aside from an extension of the ceasefire and the reopening of the strait, the U.S. is demanding that Iran turn over its highly enriched uranium and no longer pursue nuclear weapons. Earlier, Trump posted on Truth Social that both Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah agreed to halt attacks on each other at his urging after Iran's semi-official Tasnim news agency reported that Iran viewed Israeli attacks as a violation of its ceasefire with the U.S. Consumer prices rose in May by the biggest margin in 2 years and 2 months amid soaring global oil prices stemming from the crisis in the Middle East. The Ministry of Data and Statistics announced Tuesday that the Consumer Price Index increased by 3.1% from the previous year, the highest jump since March 2024. Petroleum led the gains at 24.2%, the largest increase since July 2022, when the index rose 35.2% after Russia invaded Ukraine. Service prices jumped 2.8%, partly driven by a 33.5% surge in international airfares. It was the sharpest jump in international airfares since the government began compiling related statistics in 1995, primarily due to increasing fuel surcharges resulting from higher oil prices. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Che.